FM and AM 630 WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by the Mutual Fund Store. The Supreme Court's term ends today. That means justices will issue a decision on former Virginia Governor Bob McDonald's appeal in a few hours.
The High Court has a number of options in the McDonald appeal. Political analyst Bob Holsworth says they can uphold the corruption conviction handed down by the Fourth Circuit Court and send McDonald to jail for accepting bribes. They could also suggest he get a new trial, or
they could simply overturn the entire law and set Bob McDonald free.
But if McDonald goes free, Holsworth says the court is sending a message
that it's going to be far more difficult, perhaps, to prosecute political figures for corruption.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
U.S. stocks appear to be heading for a somewhat lower opening today. The jittery traders watch for more fallout from Britain's Brexit vote.
You have U.S. futures still down a little bit here. Not a big surprise. You often see a little more selling after a really big bad day like that. Really closely watching. If this holds this morning at the opening bell at 9:30, you'll see maybe a little bit of losses here.
Correspondent Christine Romans. Meanwhile, Secretary of State John Kerry is in Brussels and later in London for talks on the UK's exit from the European Union.
The most important thing is that all of us as leaders work together to provide as much continuity, as much stability, as much certainty as possible in order for the marketplace to understand that there are ways to minimize disruption, there are ways to smartly move ahead in order to protect the values and interests that we share in common.
The U.S. is trying to help contain the fallout from the surprise vote last week. A spokesman for German Chancellor Angela Merkel, meanwhile, says the EU will give the British government the time it needs to file a formal notice that it intends to pull out of the EU, but, quote, the uncertainty cannot continue forever. Virginia Senator Tim Kaine's name is being mentioned more frequently now as a potential Hillary Clinton running mate, but Kaine remains apart from all the talk.
I got one job and one job only right now, and that is to work hard for Hillary Clinton so she can win, and especially in Virginia. That's the area where I've been helping her.
Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Kaine said, "Don't believe the hype." If you've still got any old paper Metro fare cards stashed away, this is your last chance to turn them in and move that unused money over to your Smart Trip card.
Metro's been saying it for months, but this Thursday is it, your final day to turn in the paper fare cards you've probably tossed in a drawer when the switch to Smart Trip cards began. Metro's Morgan Dye tells you how to do it.
You can trade it in using the brown add value ticket machines in all of our stations.
Now, this will only work for undamaged cards. You can also take them to a Metro sales center or mail them in. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
More heavy rains are expected today in West Virginia, where flooding over the past week has killed at least 25 people. Many people still haven't had a chance to go back and assess the damage to their homes. More than 20 West Virginia counties are under a flash flood watch today. A big spike in holiday travel is expected this weekend, mostly on the highways. AAA predicts a record 43 million Americans will travel this Independence Day weekend, with the overwhelming majority driving. The Cecil County, Maryland, state's attorney is facing possible charges in Ocean City. Police say that Edward Rollins was arrested over the weekend after police got a call about a naked man standing on a hotel balcony. Police say Rollins could face charges of indecent exposure and disorderly conduct. Rollins was in Ocean City for a conference of state prosecutors. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,401, the Nasdaq at 47,08. Sports, the Nets end their seven-game losing streak with a win in Milwaukee. The O's complete the four-game sweep of the Rays. WNBA, the Mystics win, and Billy Hurley III wins the Quicken Loans National. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The day she walked down the aisle, I became the luckiest man alive.
Because ever since, she always put family first, no matter what. Left her career to stay home with the kids. Sacrificed a lot. So I promised I'd give her a nice retirement, some great years after a job well done. But a while back, it hit me, right in the gut. That wasn't going to happen. I hadn't bothered to plan for retirement. So we wiped away a few tears, then got to work finding some folks who could understand where we were coming from. And now, that promise is one I'm aiming towards keeping.
Whether you've done some planning or none at all, the Mutual Fund Store can help. You'll meet one-on-one with an advisor who will build you a long-term retirement plan, then stick by you to help make sure it stays on track. The Mutual Fund Store makes it easy to start with a free portfolio review and retirement guide. Get yours at MutualFundStore.com.
Hi, I'm Brad Garner with the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit MutualFundStore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
Get your carpets clean for $39 per room. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Have a lot going on. George Washington Parkway commuters northbound right as you're trying to get up through to the Capitol Beltway. Looks like they're stopping traffic due to a car fire. Off the Beltway as well with the activity. Looks like they might be stopping both sides of the George Washington Parkway again with the car fire. Let's go into the Key Bridge, Georgetown area. If you're coming inbound over the Key Bridge, when you get to the end of the bridge, you're not able to make that left-hand turn heading over towards the Exxon Station or the University. You're forced to go right because of the crash. M Street commuters, if you need to get past the Key Bridge, I would advise taking 33rd Street. Wiggle your way past because you will be stuck into Virginia going outbound over the Key Bridge. No problems right now making your travels on 395, just the volume. We do have problems, though, on the westbound side of the freeway with the crash after the 3rd Street Tunnel. Really puts the pressure on each direction of DC 295. Heavy volume. No problems currently reported to the Wilson Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Roll through a Monday morning with a dry commute in this afternoon. Some of us will get some wet weather. Isolated showers to widely scattered showers and thundershowers this afternoon into the evening. In the upper 80s, down to the low 70s overnight tonight. Chance of showers after thunderstorms end early. Chance of a shower, maybe a thunderstorm tomorrow up near 89 once again. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL. Right now, 62 in Woodbridge, 63 in Kensington, 69 degrees in Washington. Racial tensions are rising in the UK after the Brexit vote. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.
It's 7:07. You're listening to WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at the... Coming up at 8:05, Andrew Roberts in London, a British historian, will give us the Brexit vote in context. So stick around for that. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now is our good friend, legal analyst Joe DeGeneva. Joe, there is so much to talk about. We got Hillary news coming out our ears about the email server and other stuff. But I want to first start by talking about something that's going to happen today. This is the last day of the Supreme Court's current session. There are three big cases out there, but the one that is catching a lot of local attention is the Bob McDonald case. Former governor, he's been charged with all kinds of public corruption, and a lot of people are looking at the way the questioning went, and almost universally, those who were in attendance at those arguments in this particular case felt that it was going to be a pretty good outcome for Bob McDonald. Your sense?
Yes, the questioning during oral argument, although that's never an indication of how they're really going to roll, it seemed that most of the justices were very, very skeptical of the government's theory of prosecution, which was the few things that Governor McDonald did as governor for the fellow who was trying to sell these health supplement products did not meet the standard of official acts, which traditionally have been part of bribery prosecutions. And it looked like the court was going to swing toward overturning his conviction on those counts. Now with Scalia gone, I still think there probably are enough votes to overturn the conviction because even Breyer and Ginsburg were asking questions about a government overreach in the way they charged him. So my guess is he's going to win. What he's going to win, though, is an open question. I'm not sure how far they're going to go, but I think it'll be a major victory for him. I still think there are enough votes for him to win.
Oh, and well, so now given that, does this set a precedent, though, for the Obama administration and the Justice Department? Because is there any repercussions here?
Well, it sets a lot of precedent. I mean, if the Supreme Court rules that they have misinterpreted the bribery laws and the official acts statute, that is binding precedent. Sure, it's a Supreme Court ruling.
Right.
That's the law of the land. The Supreme Court has struck down a number of criminal cases in the political arena over the last 25 years because of overreaching by the Justice Department. This was clearly an overreach by the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Eastern District of Virginia. They said that going to a reception and talking about this guy's products was an official act, even though most of the things were done by his wife, who is not an employee of the state of Virginia. So, I mean, the bottom line is the court seemed very skeptical of the government's theory of official acts, and I think they're going to overturn it today.
I should know better than to use the word precedent with a legal analyst and attorney. What I meant was, you know, you look at the pattern here now. You've got the Supreme Court smacking them down over the labor board and the South Carolina Boeing decision.
Right.
You've got the Supreme Court smacking them down over the illegal immigration amnesty thing, although
right.
it was a 4-4 tie. You've now got this. There's a mm-hmm. there are a few others that don't come to mind.
Well,
right. Oh, the recess appointments.
Yeah.
This Supreme Court has spent a lot of time telling this administration that they have completely gone off the reservation with regard to executive authority.
There's no doubt that we have perhaps the single most lawless administration in the last 50 years, but it has meant nothing to them. The administration doesn't care. They are, if they don't get what they want, they just keep doing whatever they want to do. The evidence of that is in the immigration decision
that
the president made. So what we have in the White House is a scofflaw. And someone who is so arrogant and so believing that he can go over the heads of the court. Remember what he did to the court on health care, how he warned the court that they could not overrule him, how he went after them on Citizens United at the State of the Union address. This is a president who believes, and I've become more convinced of this every day, he's a dictator. This guy is a dictator. He's right out of the Hugo Chavez playbook. The only difference is we have a legitimate court system here, which they don't have in Venezuela, and he has gotten smacked down. The way he's really like Chavez is he doesn't care that the court smacked him down, and he'll distinguish those things and just continue doing whatever he wants to do. And guess what? He's got a 52% approval rating from the American people. Welcome to the land of dictatorship.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's scary. The Supreme Court also expected today to issue a first major abortion ruling since 2007.
Yes.
This has to do with the Texas law that says that the abortion clinics in that state had to meet a certain health standard, the same kind of standards that you would find in a hospital, that doctors had to have admitting privileges in a nearby hospital, which many of them did not have. The effect of that is that it reduced the number of abortion clinics in the state by about 50%, and they're going to decide whether or not that law should stand. Your thoughts on that?
Well, it's a toss-up. It could very well be a 4-4 split, which means that the lower court ruling upholding the Texas statute
right.
would stand, just like in the immigration case. The circuit ruling would be the law, and the abortion clinic statute with stricter conditions would be upheld. It seems to me that on abortion, this is pretty tight. I think it's going to be 4-4. I doubt very much if they're going to be able to get a 5-3 out of this one for upholding it. They might, but I think it's more likely to be 4-4, and for the clinic law to stand with the ruling from the circuit.
This one's all about Kennedy, though, right?
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
As everything seems to be.
Well, he seems to be. You know, this is one area where he seems to have kept, you know, pretty conservative as opposed to affirmative action and civil rights and things like that. I think on abortion. He's pretty Catholic, if I may say so.
Joe DeGeneva, we're going to hold you over for another segment because we have so much to talk about with regard
Great.
To Hillary Clinton emails
Great.
And things like that. So let me just ask one more Supreme Court question for you. We had the affirmative action case out of the University of Texas.
Yes.
We had the illegal immigration case and the amnesty that the president unconstitutionally executed there out of Texas.
Yeah.
We have this abortion law that we're going to hear about today. Out of Texas. What is your opinion here about how all of these cases going to the Supreme Court seem to be either be laws passed by the state of Texas or lawsuits instigated by the attorney general or governor of Texas?
Well, what you have is the beautiful idea of federalism on display in Texas.
Yes,
you
sir.
You have a vibrant Republican Party in the state of Texas. You have a vibrant legal system, which has been changed under the former governor, Rick Perry, who did judicial reform to tamp down on class action lawsuits and the plaintiff's bar, which was, I mean, they were just basically criminals running wild down there. So you have very good public policy officials who are not afraid to take a stand. Texas is a lot like the South used to be. You know, Texas is kind of the South and the West combined into a country that we call a state. And they have a different type of politics down there. And as far as I'm concerned, I think it's wonderful that they're generating these cases. But Texas is different. It's like the California of the West.
Yeah.
It's like a whole different country.
It's a republic.
It is a country.
But isn't it precious to hear Democrats say, oh, these Texans, they're just using the judicial system for their own political purposes.
They're just charming that way.
Yes. These are the people who use the judicial system to achieve every known goal that they could not achieve at the ballot box.
Well, as mentioned, we're going to keep you over because we haven't even gotten to the Hillary email stuff. So we'll have
God
more with you in just
soul.
For a moment.
God bless her little soul.
Yeah, and she keeps us busy, doesn't she?
Yes, doesn't she?
Stay with us, Joe DeGeneva. It's now 7:15, time for WMAL Traffic and Weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, first, the good news. If you're coming out of Roslyn and heading into Georgetown, the crash at the end of the Key Bridge has been cleared. So coming across the Key Bridge, you're now able to make that left-hand turn if you need to head toward Georgetown University. Also, M Street, you can get past the Key Bridge. Now you're no longer diverted to the outbound Key Bridge. So, yes, that's the better news. Not so good still. The crash activity with us on the westbound side of the Southeast-Southwest Freeway after the 3rd Street Tunnel. What this does, it jams the freeway, the 11th Street Bridge in each direction of 295. Also, car fire was a fully engulfed car fire on the George Washington Parkway. Still closed the northbound lanes prior to the Beltway. The car fire was just past Turkey Run, so traffic being detoured on the Turkey Run. If you're coming off the Beltway and going southbound G-Dub, a very slow to get past the activity. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, the forecast calls for a possibility of rain today, a 30% chance of rain today, a 70% chance tonight. High today, 89, low tonight, 71. Now, tomorrow, a stray thunderstorm could come through, a high of 89. Wednesday in the mid-80s, Thursday and Friday in the upper 80s. Currently in the nation's capital, 69 degrees. It is 7:17 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Joe DeGeneva, let's pick it up here on the Clinton emails. Something got released last week through the Judicial Watch's FOIA lawsuit, and I find this to be fascinating for two reasons. The first is we learned that the State Department, the entire State Department, had to change and shut down some of their security protocols because Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State's emails were getting lost or stuck through spam filters because they didn't know how to look at it. So the only way they could fix it was to shut down certain security protocols. Now, that's a problem in and of itself, how her selfish decision to use this private, unsecured, unauthorized email server affected the entire State Department security. But secondly, the smoking gun email that revealed this was not released by Hillary Clinton in her original batch of emails to the State Department. It came through a Huma Abedin release, which suggests that maybe this got deleted as one of those personal emails. Joe, go.
Well, there's no question that Mrs. Clinton, first of all, broke the law by establishing the private server in her home in Chappaqua for the conduct of all of her official government business. That violates the Official Records Act. It violated the espionage laws. There isn't any question about that. The fact that various emails have not been produced is completely consistent with their effort to prevent disclosure. Remember, the server was set up for one reason and one reason only, to prevent disclosure, to keep secret certain things, and to allow her to prevent them from being presented in court, on Capitol Hill, to the press, and to the public through the Freedom of Information Act. This is simply more of the same. And it shows that Huma Abedin was the key person involved, along with Cheryl Mills, in managing the non-disclosure of information. It is really quite a remarkable set of historical facts, which puts the FBI in a quite unusual position of having almost too much evidence. This area, along with the Clinton Foundation, remain open. I am just amazed that the email server thing has not popped from the Bureau. There is so much there. We shall see. I mean, but this is more of the same. Nobody should be surprised that Huma Abedin and Secretary Clinton did not produce information required by law. That's what they've done from day one.
Well, and then there was this other story that broke late last week. Associated Press has been for 3 years trying to get the actual details of who the secretary met with when she was Secretary of State.
Yeah.
And you know, there's an official daybook reference, and then there's the real calendar, and they've been trying to get that. And here's the lead line. Associated Press has revealed that Clinton's official calendar omitted 75 meetings, some with donors to her, or the Family Foundation. How does this play into that investigation that's also going on, into the Clinton Foundation?
It is not a surprise that calendar entries were not produced. Calendars are one of the most important things for investigators. They look at them, whether they are paper or electronic. It's the first thing they subpoena.
Sure do.
Because it creates baselines of information. It gives them dates, locations, times, and people. The people who were not produced, the calendars that were not produced, deal with people who met secretly with the Secretary of State by setting it up through Uma Abedin, and then after the meetings, and they had issues before the government involving the Secretary of State, trade issues, licensing issues. After those meetings, those same people gave money to the Clinton Foundation or gave Hillary Clinton $250,000 for a speech.
That's right.
And those calendars were not produced. Now, it's interesting that they produced a calendar that didn't have them on them, and then they had a second calendar that did have them on them. Why do you do that? The answer is the same reason as the server. You don't want people to know what you're doing and who you're meeting with. This does not get better for her. However, even though this looks even it's more of the same. What will happen is the question. What, if anything, will happen? What will the Bureau do? This is quite a challenge for them. In fact, it's their, if I may say so, the Bureau's dignity is at stake here. This is no longer a cutesy little investigation.
Well,
this is so big in terms of the arrogance and the defiance of federal law. I don't know how they don't do something.
This is akin to a business that keeps two sets of books.
Of course.
This is exactly what this is. But, I mean,
scam artist.
Do you have some sense that the case is strong enough now that it'll be impossible for the Justice Department?
Let me tell you something. We live in la-la land with federal law enforcement. Given the statements being made by U.S. attorneys, these political hacks that they've made U.S. attorneys, just look at the Attorney General. That idiotic statement about Orlando. We're gonna win these people over with love. She's standing there with all these people dead. And she's making these moronic comments, and they're not releasing the 911 tapes because they don't want to encourage terrorists. I mean, you've got to be kidding me. These people are in a la-la land. Now, if that's the way they think, how easy is it going to be for them to say there's no there in everything involving the Clintons? I have no confidence in the Attorney General. I have absolutely no confidence in the U.S. attorneys. I have confidence in the FBI. I just don't know whether or not they have any influence.
All right. We're going to leave it right there.
Thanks for joining us, Joe DeGeneva.
Thank you.
Coming up, the latest on the flooding in West Virginia. Keep it right here at 722.
Attention homeowners, with this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops, call ARS to the rescue. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's huge savings. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Listen up, because I want to tell you about Renter's Warehouse. They're the professional landlords of rent estate. Call Renter's Warehouse if you're considering renting your home or investment property. Renting your home is a great option here in Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. because there's such a high demand for rentals with our region being so transient, right? People moving in and out, and that means more money for you when you rent your property out. Thinking of your property as rent estate opens up new opportunities, monthly cash flow, someone else pays for your mortgage and tax savings, all the great ideas. Here's the problem. There's only one downside, and that's dealing with the hassles of being a landlord. That's why you bring in Renter's Warehouse. They exist for one reason, to make renting your home as easy as possible. They're going to find quality tenants for top dollar, handle all the pesky paperwork, even take those 3 a.m. phone calls about leaky toilets. All this for a flat fee of just $80 a month for 24/7 property management. Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis right now. Call Renter's Warehouse, 202-625-4370. 202-625-4370. Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
Why do 8 out of 10 drivers prefer Lyft over the competition? Could be that you earn up to $1,500 a week driving your own car during hours you choose. Give enough rides each week and you can keep up to 95% commission. That's right, 95%. Better yet, we'll start you off with a $500 bonus. That's right, $500 for each new Lyft driver in Washington, D.C. And you'll only earn more from there. Whether you're putting money toward a mortgage, saving for vacation, or just looking for a better way to to earn, choose Lyft. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com today. While you jot that down, here's another fun fact. Lyft is the only app that allows tipping, and 60% of our rides tip the driver. Because at Lyft, drivers come first. Be your own boss, pick your own schedule, and get paid weekly. Experience the difference of Lyft and pocket that $500 bonus by applying at LYFTDC.com today. Terms apply.
It is 7:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We're busy on our parkways. George Washington Parkway northbound. Before you get to the Beltway, if you're trying to get up to the Beltway toward the American Legion Bridge, you can't get there right now. Traffic still stopped. We had a fully engulfed car fire as you pass Turkey Run, and they were diverting traffic onto Turkey Run there. Southbound, as you come off the Beltway, you can get through, but it's quite slow. Much better into Georgetown as you come off of the Key Bridge and try to go west on M Street. Reopened, had the earlier accident there. Westbound freeway after the 3rd Street Tunnel, still with the crash. Please say everything's to the shoulder, but boy, 295 is just at a crawl each direction. Frederick, just a heads up, still closed with police activity. Westbound I-70 being detoured onto alternate Route 40. Eastbound, you can get into Frederick. If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com, get a free computer diagnosis in minutes, activate My Clean PC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry for the morning, maybe not so lucky this afternoon. Some widely scattered showers, thunder showers expected into the evening hours. Up near 89 with a south breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 69 degrees. It is 7:26.
Nearly 10 inches of rain fell in a matter of hours, washing out roads and homes.
Why didn't you get out? Why didn't you try to get out? I don't know.
Very sad, sad news out of our neighboring state, West Virginia, where they've lost 25 people to some just horrific flooding down in Greenbrier County, especially. That seems to be where the worst of this seems is located. If you've been to the Greenbrier Resort, you know that area. White Sulphur Springs, people lost everything. Houses gone. And what seems to be really interesting about this particular flood, they're calling it a 100-year flood. That's the way they describe floods. You know, this is the kind of flood you have once in a century. Sometimes they'll say it's a 10,000-year flood, but this is a 100-year flood. And this one was very different than other floods in that the water rose in this particular case so very quickly. People said they just, you know, usually you get warnings that water is going to rise, and then you know it's coming. There was no warning, flash flooding, and no time for people to respond. But so far, 25 people lost their lives in West Virginia.
7:27 on WMAL.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-457-1337. That's 1-800-457-1337. 1-800-457-1337. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health insurance company and other factors not available in all states.
Some 16 East Coast states are now considering the possibility of doing away with the gas tax. You say, oh, that's good news. Well, they actually want to charge you for the number of miles that you drive instead of how many gallons of gas you burn. You're not going to be very happy about that if you've got a Prius, right? We'll talk about that coming up right now, 7:30, time for the news.
Woodbridge, WMAL, Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. In just a few hours, former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell will find out if he is going to prison. The U.S. Supreme Court is set to issue its ruling in McDonnell's appeal of his corruption conviction. Political analyst Bob Holdsworth says the High Court has several options.
On one hand, they could certainly uphold the decision of the Fourth Circuit that Bob McDonnell should go to jail. Secondly, they could simply overturn the entire law and set Bob McDonnell free. And probably they have some mid-range options as well.
McDonnell was convicted of accepting thousands of dollars in gifts and loans from a wealthy businessman, although McDonnell insists he did nothing wrong. Britain's parliament meets today for the first time since the Brexit vote to begin trying to figure out how to leave the EU. Prime Minister David Cameron will brief lawmakers on the vote as well as his decision to step down in October.
He'll face a house where most of the people simply have no idea of the way forward. No roadmap exists. There are no instructions what happens next. The opposition on the opposite side of the House is in total disarray, and there are plenty of people on his own side of the House who are basically saying that the next Prime Minister must be dedicated to taking Britain out of the EU.
Correspondent Richard Quest. Meanwhile, America's top diplomat is in Europe.
Secretary Kerry is going to arrive in Brussels today as a friend of Great Britain. That special relationship is talked about that this weekend. As a friend of the European Union, the United States and the European Union will continue to have a good working productive relationship, he said, and he's going to try and, if you will, bring the two together.
Correspondent Nick Robertson. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,401, the Nasdaq at 47,08. Sports, the Nets get a win in Milwaukee, their first W in eight tries. The O's beat Tampa Bay again. WNBA, the Mystics beat Minnesota, and 607th ranked Billy Hurley III wins the Quicken Loans National. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. This summer, before you hit the road for that long family vacation, remember, driving the speed limit isn't just for safety. It also helps your fuel efficiency. According to the EPA, driving 55 miles per hour compared to 65 miles per hour can improve gas mileage by as much as 15%. Using the cruise control can help achieve this, and maintaining a constant speed typically delivers better fuel economy than varying your speed. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Tires. They go through a lot. Burnouts, hairpin turns, potholes, speed bumps, and the occasional sudden stop. And if you don't get your tires rotated, one day, you'll wish you had. When it comes to tire rotations, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also exchange transmission and coolant fluids, replace filters, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
Are you thinking of selling your home? Larry O'Connor here, and there's no doubt you'd like to get it done as quickly as possible, but you also want to make sure you sell at the highest price. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to work with experts who are known for selling homes faster, but not just faster, they also sell for the highest price? Here's what you do. Call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. The Reynolds Team is one of the top real estate teams in the D.C. metro area, according to the Wall Street Journal. The Reynolds Team is family-owned. They've been selling homes in the D.C. area for almost 30 years and they get results. Debbie and Sarah are so confident your home will sell, they'll guarantee it in writing. If your home doesn't sell, they will buy it for a price you agree to. Fact is, now you have a team that sells homes faster and for more money. Call the only ones I would trust to sell my home. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. One more time, 844-344-SOLD or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Comfort, safety, value, it all goes hand in hand. From our stand-up guys who are just different from most any other contractors you've had out to your home. These are clean-cut, stand-up guys, background checked, professionally trained, great individuals. Hi, this is Dave Snell. We know 90% of the time we're dealing with housewives. I know when my wife is home, I have somebody come out. I'm always wondering, is it going to be somebody that I'm going to be concerned about? Is it going to be a stand-up guy or not? My guys are all stand-up guys. And that's the difference. We're very, very selective in the people that we hire. To be very honest with you, it's one at about every 50 we interview has a shot for working for our company. You'll be happy to invite my stand-up guys into your home. You just can't lose when you choose the stand-up guys from Snell.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
DC 295 jammed each direction trying to get up onto the 11th Street Bridge. Troubles up ahead on the freeway after the 3rd Street Tunnel, right near Main Avenue. Police said they were having everything to the shoulder. Looks like they have the right lane blocked again. So still with one lane blocked on the westbound freeway after the 3rd Street Tunnel. Big delays. You need extra time. Traffic still remains stopped on the George Washington Parkway. We had a fully engulfed car fire. It's been extinguished for a while, but they're still dealing with this northbound George Washington Parkway between Turkey Run and the Beltway. Southbound with your lanes open. Latest problem now on the Virginia Beltway is a crash on the inner loop northbound as you leave the toll road trying to get to the American Legion Bridge. Just north of the Georgetown Pike, watch. We have response heading to the scene of the crash there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a Monday morning. Commute in featuring dry weather this afternoon. A few of us get a few showers, few thunderstorms rolling around. 89 with a south breeze around. Those thunderstorms will linger into early tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 64 in Manassas, 61 in Bowie, 69 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
It is 737 on WMAL. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up at 8:05, Andrew Roberts. He's a British historian. He's in London. We'll talk to him about, well, the latest on the Brexit vote and also some historical context here. Is it really the end of Europe as we know it? Is it the end of Great Britain? Eh, not so much. In 8:35, Cortland Malloy, columnist from the Washington Post, who thinks that, well, no one cares if young black children are killed in Washington Post because, well, you know, racism. We'll talk to him. He has a point about the crime in D.C., but there may be a debate. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
How do you feel about this idea that's being discussed in a very serious way among 16 states along I-95 on the East Coast? Here's the idea. We're going to get rid of the gas tax. Well, I mean, you say, hey, that's a great idea. I'm in favor of that. Oh, no, they got to replace it with something. And you may not like the idea that they've come up with. They're looking at the possibility of replacing the gas tax with a mileage fee. In other words, you would not be charged per gallon of gas that you buy. You would be charged for the number of miles that you drive. How do you feel about this idea? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Would you like to see the gas tax, so the cost of your gas would come down, but then you'd be charged this so-called fee, it's a tax, but they call it a fee, on how many miles you drive in the cars that you own. I would imagine that if you have, like I do, a big pickup truck, burns a lot of gas, you think this is a pretty good deal, unless you drive a lot of miles. Maybe if you had a Prius or something, you would not like this idea, because right now you're not paying much in the way of a gas tax. but you would be paying a mileage tax. What's your idea about this? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Right now, there are some pilot projects in some states, the states of Delaware, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, and New Hampshire, where they're sort of testing this idea. They're not actually imposing the mileage fee, but they're doing the research as what would happen if indeed this were to happen. What would be the outcome?
In other words, how can we make the most money?
Yeah, that's right.
But that's really testing, yeah. Let's face it.
Listen, as a person who owns a 1971 GTO that burns gas like you wouldn't believe, and a guy who has a pickup truck that sometimes pulls a RV travel trailer that gets 3 miles to the gallon when that's going on, you know, the idea of seeing the gas tax go away, that's appealing to me. I think it'd probably be even for me. But if I were one of these people who had invested in an electric car, if I were one of these people that had spent my money and said, I'm going to try to be fuel efficient, I'm going to get a Prius so I get like 65 miles to the gallon, then, you know, I probably would not be very happy about this. But what do you think? 888-630-9625. Apparently, they've done polling of this in the past and found that this is unwaveringly unpopular. That's the quote.
Huh. Well, listen, here's the deal about this. It actually makes perfect sense. If you're taxing motorists for the use of the roads, mm-hmm. for the upkeep of the roads, yeah. for the upkeep of bridges, for the infrastructure of our highways, if you're charging motorists to also help subsidize the mass transit programs that are designed to get cars off the road so that it is a little less congested for people to drive on our roads, then it makes perfect sense that you charge people more based on their use of those roads,
right.
and bridges and infrastructure.
Right. Uh-huh.
If you're driving, you know, a 1,000 miles a month, you should pay more than somebody who drives 200 miles a month. So that makes perfect sense. That being said, this is completely and totally obscene what they're doing here, because they have forced American automobile manufacturers, have forced the American driver to abandon the cars that they actually loved, like your precious GTO. You have it, you own it, you keep it in the garage because it costs too much to drive,
yeah.
right? Because of the gas mileage, because they have increased taxes on gas so high that they have forced most of us, or reasonable people who yeah. don't buy an obscene gas guzzler like you do, Brian Wilson, to buy a car that we don't actually like to get the mileage. And now once we're all converted to these stupid little cars that aren't the cars that we want, now they're going to say, oh, well, we're going to get rid of that gas tax now. We're going to charge you for your miles.
Well,
it's obscene.
In Maryland, the gas tax is about to go up about almost a full penny. It's gone up more. It'll be 11 cents since 2013. And that 33 cents of every gallon of gas in Maryland is just to pay the state tax.
It's bait and switch.
Yeah, it is.
It's total and complete bait and switch.
Well, to the phone lines we go. How do you feel about this idea? Replacing the gas tax, where everybody pays a little more in their gas tax, and replacing it with a mileage fee. I don't like the use of the word fee. Let's call it a mileage tax. That's what it is. To the phone lines we go, 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Russ in Round Hill, you're on with Brian and Larry. What do you think?
Good morning. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I live in rural Virginia. You can't get there from anywhere. I commute up near Gettysburg every day, and I put close to 1,000 miles a week on my car, just driving back and forth.
Wow.
To work. Plus my personal mileage. This is not only a way that they cannot track me on, what are they going to do? Track me on when I drive through Virginia, West Virginia, Maryland, Pennsylvania? What are they going to do?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's...
And is this another way for them to, for government to eventually create a database to track where each of us are going, which is none of their damn business, as well as the way they track through cell phone use?
Yeah, that's the thing. I wonder how they're going to do it. They say they're trying to figure out the technologies that were needed to do that. Well, one of them would be to put a tracking device on your car.
Well, it's like anybody who uses the FastPass deal, the fast track thing to get into the so you don't have to pay your tolls in the toll booth. You've already
right.
got a tracking device in your car.
Well, so. That's true. And by the way, license plate readers are everywhere. We don't talk about that, but I mean, the police can figure out where you're going pretty easily.
Well, again, we keep being told that they only use that to investigate a crime
mm-hmm.
or to track someone if they're a fugitive or something.
That's
so
true.
To be able to immediately convert that to track your mileages for taxing purposes
right.
would be a pretty heavy lift.
Well, listen, we're going to take more of your calls on this in just a moment. It is now 7:44 on WMAL.
Whether it's you or a loved one struggling with depression, can be debilitating. At TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand, as many of our patients have suffered despite years of medication and psychotherapy. With TMS, an FDA-cleared, non-invasive, and non-sedating outpatient therapy, depression is treatable. Now accepting most insurance. Treat your depression now. Contact us for your free consultation at hopetms.com.
I'm Dr. Will Sauvay, a psychiatrist with TMS NeuroHealth Centers. TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. One of the first people we saw had suffered greater than 30 years, been on a multitude of medications. Over the course of her treatment, she began to report feeling an improvement and feeling that her mood was lifting. She had more energy during the day. By week four, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit hopetms.com.
You should have your carpets cleaned at least once a year, even more if you have pets. And if you have dirt, mud, traffic marks, or smell bad odors in your carpet, it's time for a real carpet cleaning from only the best, my friends at Zero Res. Zero Res just cleaned my carpets, leaving them looking brand new, feeling soft, and smelling fresh again. And why did I have Zero Res come out and do the job instead of some of those other people that you might see that use the dry chemicals or whatever it is they use? Well, because my kids are in town for the summer, as they always are with me. And if your kids are like my kids, they're rolling around on the carpet. They're gaming, playing their Xbox. They're playing their the games on their iPhones. They're reading their books. They're doing everything on the carpet. You don't want them rolling around in the dirt and muck that's in your carpet. You also don't want them rolling around in chemicals. That's why I use Zero Res with their patented Empower Water Cleaning System. It's free of toxins. It's fast drying. It just takes a few hours. And it's also pretty affordable. Right now, the WMAL special for a limited time only, Zero Res will clean your carpets for $39 a room. It's only $39 a room. Minimums apply. Call Zero Res 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
7:45, now WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
The latest on the George Washington Parkway, they're trying to release one lane of traffic here, remnants of the car fire, northbound side of the George Washington Parkway between Turkey Run and the Beltway, so we have big delays northbound that you're not used to, beginning before 123. Southbound, you're able to get by coming off the Beltway, but now I'm seeing a slowdown to make that exit to 123. On 123, if you're heading toward the CIA on that exit ramp, that's where we have a crash there. Separate incident. Now, inbound on the toll road starts to get very slow to merge onto the inner loop of the Beltway. Crash up ahead before the American Legion Bridge. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, the accident cleared northbound near Powder Mill Road. 270 south, it was initially reported as a trash can and debris in the roadway. Now, crash southbound 270 near Shady Grove Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Roll through a Monday morning with a dry commute in this afternoon. Some of us will get some wet weather. Isolated showers to widely scattered showers and thunder showers this afternoon into the evening. In the upper 80s, down to the low 70s overnight tonight. Chance of showers after thunderstorms end early. Chance of a shower, maybe a thunderstorm tomorrow up near 89 once again. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 69 degrees, 747. Here in my car, I have to sing this to all. 16 states along the I-95 corridor are exploring this idea of replacing the gas tax, where you pay a little bit of federal tax with every gallon of gas that you buy, with something that would be different. They call it a mileage fee, and you would have to pay a certain amount for every mile that you drive. And many people are saying, well, how would you do this? How would you be able to keep up with it all? Well, according to this article, it says that drivers could plug a counting device into a port already found on many cars. This is the little device that where you it analyzes when your car goes wrong, and you plug it in, mm-hmm. and it tells you what's wrong. That apparently also gives a lot of information about how many miles you drive. There could be a cell phone app. You could pull data. One idea is to pull data from cars when you fill up at the gas station. It somehow registers at the gas station.
Just the mileage, not just, where you've driven.
Not
just
where
the
you've
mileage.
Just the mileage. And then you could do a whole lot of things. GPS tracking is probably the least popular idea. But what do you think about this? Sam and Woodbridge, you're on with Brian and Larry. Hang on. Here we go. Sam and Woodbridge, you're on with Brian and Larry.
Hey, fellas. Good morning. This has always absolutely drove me bonkers. I dated for a long time and then finally married my sweetheart in New York City, and, of course, I endured the tolls going up there. And it always amazed me that we have such a high volume, particularly in Virginia, 95 corridor, and we did not do anything to subsidize the construction in that area. And I've always thought one toll, modern, fast-moving toll gate in a, somewhere around Richmond, one, both ways, one way, I don't care, make it economical, you know, $2-3. With the volume we get, we could take care of road repairs, and I just don't understand it, versus this stupidity of plugging my car in and getting mileage off the computer. Ridiculous.
Well, the reason is that, you know, your idea only tolls the people who were driving on I-95.
Exactly.
And that's just not enough, Sam. See, they got to get you
ever?
No matter where you're driving.
Oh,
they want you to pay for every damn mile. That's what the gas tax does, right? I mean, gas tax doesn't discriminate. You could be driving in your neighborhood. You could be driving on the highway. You could be driving on I-270. It doesn't matter. You're still paying.
That's too simple, though. We've got to make it harder.
Right.
Now, about Mike in Manassas, you're on with Brian and Larry. Hello, Mike. Good morning.
Morning, guys. Hey, after 40 years of the government pounding us to become more efficient, they're not happy because they're getting less money.
Right. That's it.
I mean, and the other thing is, you know, if gas was $4 a gallon and we didn't have fracking, they'd be real happy to do this. This has been sitting in their back pocket for the last 10 years because they've seen the trends. And my question is, how come government becomes innovative when it comes to taxation, but not fixing their size and spending?
You betcha. That's right, man.
It's a
great question,
well,
Mike.
Because we got to keep those dollars rolling in.
Listen, it's like it's.
Oh yeah. And the new tolls in Richmond, we got rid of those 20 years ago because they sucked. Okay, that's what happened there.
It's like when people argue against Donald Trump and the whole wall on the border, and they say, well, I'm against this whole thing because Mexico's never going to pay for the wall. Now, if that's their argument, they've already lost the debate, because now you agree there should be a wall. Your only objection is, you know, who's going to pay for it? Well, same thing here. See, if we're now debating whether we should keep the gas tax or we should have a tax on the miles that we drive— how about this? How about we do away with both so we can actually increase the economic activity in our region, thus supplying more money for the state to do what they need to do with our infrastructure? No, we're debating which tax we're going to accept, and so therefore we've lost the debate.
Well, this is controversial stuff and stuff that's going to be discussed more and more as the days go forward. I got to tell you, though, the thing that would irritate me a lot is if I were one of those people who had said, the government's right, I need to use less gasoline, so I'm going to make good decisions about what kind of car I buy, and I buy a Prius or I buy a Honda Civic electric car or something like that, and then all of a sudden I'm told, now you, even though you've made the decision we ask you to make, we're going to find a way to still charge you the money. That's got to be irritating.
The only amendment I would make is a lot of people made that choice not because they thought the government was right, but just because for the bottom line of their monthly budget.
Right.
They could have disagreed with the government, but it didn't matter. The government was taxing the hell out of them, and so they had to buy some sort of cheap car that got better mileage.
We'll stay on top of this story as it moves ahead and see how their little pilot projects are going. 752.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
I kept on trying, learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
We did it, so can you.
You can quit. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW for help getting free medication, if available and eligible. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
Time to check in and see how your money's doing after all of this Brexit stuff. How's it affecting your 401k? Guess what? Courtney Reagan is standing by in the news desk at CNBC. Hello, Courtney.
Hi, good morning. Your 401k might be lower because stock futures are in the red this morning. Traders are jittery as they watch for more fallout from Britain's vote to exit the European Union. It's going to be a busy holiday weekend on the nation's highways. A record 43 million Americans are expected to travel this 4th of July, with 84% driving. AAA says lower gasoline prices, strong consumer confidence, and a generally healthy domestic economy are encouraging more families to take trips this summer. Drivers have saved $20 billion on gasoline so far this year compared to the same period last year. The price of gas in D.C. is $2.54 a gallon, down 38 cents from a year ago. And even Wimbledon is taking a hit from Brexit. This year's prize money has fallen nearly $300,000 after the British pound took a beating in last week's vote. I'm Courtney Reagan, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
And when it's time to sell your home, you should choose the agent with the best system for selling your home on time and for the most money. And I would say you should choose my friend Frank Prindle of RE/MAX Allegiance. With over 25 years in the local real estate market, Frank brings an insight to home sales that can only come from experience. Plus, you have Frank's guarantee that if your home doesn't sell for the price and in the time you agree upon, he'll buy it outright. Frank has the lot buyers lined up. His marketing system creates demand, and on average, his homes sell for 8% more than other local agents with similar guarantees. You know, when Frank listed Lord and Norman Silver Spring Home, guess what? It sold in 6 days. That's the power of Frank Prindle. Need more proof? The nation's leading authority on real estate and Shark Tank co-star Barbara Corcoran recommends Frank Prindle exclusively in the D.C. metro area. You see, all agents are not the same, so call the only agent that I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle, 703-399-4538, or online at iTrustFrank.
It's 7:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And it started off a crazy rush hour, Larry, and it continues to be that way. 66 commuters, your problem right now getting through Centerville. The crash is eastbound after 28th Centerville. Stay to the left to get by. Still have a lot of response there at the scene. Beyond through Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and the Vienna Metro is still quite slow. Up ahead, on the Beltway, inner loop, just north of 66. That's a solid line to get up toward the American Legion Bridge, where crews were dealing with the crash, trying to get that to the shoulder. 123, Dolly Madison Boulevard. As you make your trip past Old Dominion Drive, coming up to what the intersection you might know as Churchill Road, watch for police to direct you around the crash. Car fire, George Washington Parkway northbound has been extinguished prior to the Beltway, but we are just at a crawl. Westbound freeway near the 3rd Street Tunnel crash. Update is brought to you by Here Maps. Now, wherever the open road takes you, you can find your way with Here Maps. It's the free app that has maps for the entire world. Offline turn-by-turn navigation means you don't need to use your data plan. Get it now at here.com/maps. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry for the morning, maybe not so lucky this afternoon. Some widely scattered showers, thunder showers expected into the evening hours. Up near 89 with a south breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 70 degrees. It is 7:57.
Chris Plant here. Did you know in the last 3 years, more than 100 WMAL listeners have worked with Eric Stewart to sell their homes? That's a great testament. Sales are up and Eric's getting top dollar for homes just like yours. Call my friend Eric today for a free evaluation to see how much your home is worth. Call Eric at 800-900-9104, 800-900-9104, or go to ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com.
New and exciting things are happening in Washington, D.C., and MedStar Washington Hospital Center is at the heart of it all. We are celebrating 60 years of leading the way in cardiovascular care with the opening of the Nancy and Harold Zirkin Heart and Vascular Hospital, the first of its kind in Washington, D.C. Patients from across the region and around the country choose MedStar Washington Hospital Center for heart and vascular care. Here they find some of the nation's most experienced specialists, a highly ranked cardiovascular program, and the latest in heart and vascular research. And now, with our new hospital, we offer a specially designed setting where the patient experience matches our clinical expertise. It's the Heart and Vascular Hospital of today. for our patients' tomorrows. For more information, visit MedStarHeartInstitute.org/opening.
Can we talk about home security? With summer vacations upon us, is your home protected? It's Brian Wilson here. I've done the research and I want to tell you why I recommend Ackerman Security Systems. Monitoring for burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide is only $19.95 a month. Ackerman can switch your existing service for free, so you can start saving today. And when you switch your service to Ackerman in June, you'll get up to 3 months of monitoring free. With over 40 years' experience, you can trust the professionals at Ackerman. They're the only company with a guaranteed response time. At Ackerman, security is all they do, and they do it better than anyone else. And if technology is your thing, Ackerman's Total Connect service lets you control your system remotely, arm or disarm your system on the go, receive video clips, or view live video of your home just for a few dollars more. It's easy to stay connected to your home and family even when you can't be there. Call Ackerman Security today and make the switch in June and get up to 3 months of monitoring free. 888-999-1070 or visit AckermanSecurity.com.
The Novak team hits the home field to score big with energy savings. Carol and Bob set up for a hit with power bill savings. Bob readies a power strip to turn off items when not in use. Carol signals Bob to use an LED light bulb. Bob gives the nod. The energy efficient LED is put into play. Oh wait, there's a runner on the move, turning the power strip off. The Novak team has hit energy savings out of the park. Novec, your not-for-profit electric cooperative, providing winning ways to save.
Coming up on WMAL.
Andrew Roberts, a British historian, will be giving us the latest on the reality.